from KQED.
In recent years, the San Francisco Bay Area has become a major U.S. conduit for Spain's greatest flamenco artists. They're not just passing through. The local scene is helping to organize their American tours. Ahead of this weekend's Bay Area Flamenco Festival, we asked the California Report's jazz critic, Andrew Gilbert, to explain why and how flamenco caught fire in Northern California. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Rachel.
Andy, San Francisco's Caminos Flamenco produces the annual New World Flamenco Festival in Irvine. A San Francisco woman is curating next month's Flamenco Gitano in New York City. What is going on in the San Francisco Bay Area?
There's a lot of history behind it. It didn't just flare up overnight, Rachel. I mean, going back some four decades, you had Theater Flamenco de San Francisco that was presenting shows, holding dance classes, and bringing artists from Spain. So in a lot of ways, the audience has been cultivated for decades now. What's really happened in the last, 10 or 15 years is you've got artists like Yalisa, who presents the festival in Irvine, which has been a huge success and really made an impact. And then Nina Menendez has become a major force, and she's the producer of the Bay Area Flamenco Festival. And she has started to bring in the greatest artists from Spain, in many cases artists who haven't performed in the United States or in California or haven't been here for decades.
And this particular year, the Bay Area Flamenco Festival has a really big headliner.
This year, she's got Sigala, who is really breaking out of sort of the flamenco scene because he has collaborated with artists all over the map.
He's won Grammys.
He's won a couple Latin Grammys. His first one, and he's still sort of best known in the United States for, is for an album with Bebo Valdez, the great sort of Cuban piano patriarch, and they did a gorgeous album. But he's also collaborated with Latin jazz musicians in New York City, with tango musicians, and he is a really charismatic performer.
Hoy entra en la calle de tu corazón, donde la mañana un cambio de color, y la lluvia riega los campos y trigales, las matas de olivo y los cañaverales.
What's so fun about Sigala is, flamenco is this soul-bearing music, but he performs with this sort of twinkle in his eye, with this smile, where he's just so clearly enjoying himself, even as he's just, spilling out his guts.
He's not the only anchor for this festival. We also have the guitarist Diego del Morao and the dancer Jose Maya.
Morao's performance, what makes it sort of particularly weighty is that he's performing a tribute to his father, who was just a legendary flamenco guitarist, comes from one of the great Roma musical families in southern Spain. And he died a couple months ago. I think he was about 54, really young. So there's a real sense of the torch being passed to a new generation.
Being passed, I found it really interesting that Del Morao and also Maya are going to be hosting not just performances, but workshops for local dancers and musicians in the San Francisco Bay Area and in Santa Cruz.
Well, that's been a big part of the sensibility of the flamenco scene and these festivals is, teaching and bringing this music to people who are interested. So here's a chance, to get together with the greatest figures. And it really is an art form that is passed on, hand to hand.
Beyond the festival, it seems there's really a vibrant scene here that is essentially host to big events like this festival.
It's true. And smaller events. The Theater Flamenco of San Francisco, they've got their festival coming up. And that's mostly local artists who are really, impressive in their own right. And they bring in artists from Spain, too. But, they're also holding classes and holding concerts, during the year.
Andy, thank you for talking with us.
Always a pleasure, Rachel.
Andrew Gilbert is a San Francisco Bay Area writer who covers jazz and world music. And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director is Susie Racho. Seal Muller is our technical producer with additional engineering by Howard Gelman. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohn, with help from David Marks. Our interns are Rigoberto Hernandez, Rebecca Wolfson, and Bridget Bodner. Our producers are Victoria Malione and Amy Machado. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. I'm Rachel Miro. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. The California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org. And the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com.